There's the beginning of a beautiful piece by Felix Mendelssohn. Dates from about 1830 or so, and it has a kind of a funny title, actually. It's called Song Without Words. Song Without Words, what does that mean? Well, in German, Lieder ohne Worte gives a little bit more of an insight into what Mendelssohn is after. You see, what he's done is he's written a piece for the piano alone, and yet he's conceived of it as if it were a piece for singer and piano, a song without words. Now, in Mendelssohn's day, and for many decades after, many composers, Brahms and Schumann and Schubert and Mendelssohn himself, wrote dozens and dozens and hundreds of these so-called Lieder, these songs, in which a singer sings a beautiful poem with lovely piano accompaniment. And yet here is a piece by Mendelssohn that's conceived of as if it were a song with a singer, and yet there's no words. So it's a rather evocative title. He invites us to imagine what the words would be had there been words. What's the poem? What's being expressed here? And so, as I say, it's structured like a song, so you have a little bit of an intro for the singer. And then your singer comes in with the beautiful melody in the right hand. Mendelssohn wrote dozens of these so-called songs without words over the course of his life. Most of them don't have any title beyond that, simply a piece, and you imagine what the poem is. Some of the songs without words, he gives us a little evocative title to help us and to kind of spur our imagination. For example, this piece has a beautiful rocking left-hand somber accompaniment here. And then the singer, as it were, comes in the right hand. And Mendelssohn helps us out a little bit by giving this a title that sort of focuses our attention. He calls this the Venetian Gondola Song. All of a sudden now, we're in Venice. And that rocking left hand isn't just simply a beautiful accompaniment, but it's the rocking of this boat. You'll notice that Mendelssohn puts those two notes in unusual places, not where you expect them, on beats 3 and 2. And so I've been in a gondola, and I know they're pretty unstable craft, so now the gondolier isn't just rowing, but he starts to sing. Unfortunately, most of the Venetian gondoliers I've heard sing don't sound that good. Now, there's a middle section in this piece in which there's a bit of a duet, not just one melody, but now two. Atmospheric. So you see how this works. It's this music being so evocative. Poems suggest imagery, but then here's music that suggests a poem. So it's almost taking the poetic suggestive qualities in a poem and taking it a step further so that the music suggests an imaginary poem. And as we listen, we can imagine what the words might have been had there been words. Very, very beautiful. These songs without words, Felix Mendelssohn.